Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what do you plan to do when you get snowed in this year? Well, first of all, you're hoping that doesn't happen. And secondly, you may have some kind of things in the back of your mind that, well, when I can't go away from home, here's what I'm going to do. But I have a suggestion for you, and that is to go to your local public library and stock up on some books during the winter time. And if they don't get read, you could always call in and have them renewed. So for most things, most everything is renewable. I love libraries, and I think we are so fortunate to have wonderful libraries in Cass County as well as in Iowa. How many public libraries do you think there are in Iowa? Would there be 99, one per county? Well, right away, you're probably going to say no to that. Are there over 300? Are there over 500? Are there over 1,000? Public libraries. Now, that doesn't count the libraries that are not public, and of course, libraries that are on college campuses, in other schools, and so on. Just the public libraries. I'll give you that answer here in a little bit. And I found this information, of course, online, just constant source of information, and I found it fascinating. You know, sometimes I get started on a topic and going, oh, I got to find out some more information. So I just put in public libraries in Iowa, and up came a whole lot of information. For one thing, it lists, and here's the number, over 580 public libraries in Iowa. And as I say, there could be some that are not listed. And along with the name of the library is the name of the librarian, hopefully been updated, although I noticed that the one in Anita has not yet been updated to the new librarian there. It gives you the phone number, the email, what county it's in, and the population of the town where it is located. So I went to some of those sites, and one of them that caught my eye is the public library in Archer. A-R-C-H-E-R. I went to school, to elementary school in Archer, Iowa. It's way up in the northwest corner. And right now, or the population given on this particular piece of information was 131 people. 131, which I find fascinating to know that there is a public library in this town that has 131 people. Of course, it serves more than that. It serves people all over the area. And then, in addition, there was a whole list of events that they go on all the time, you know, on a regular basis, and also some special ones. And I just picked out a couple of libraries to say to look at that information. Well, in Archer, this town of a population of 131, they do have a summer reading program. They have an ongoing book club for adults. They have an ongoing craft day. They have a story hour ongoing. There is a ladies' card club that meets twice a month at the library. And a couple of special events. Santa is scheduled to be there, or was there, on December 5th. And here's one coming up in February. And if you think about what happens in the month of February, you know, that love day. They have a chocolate day party. I thought that was fascinating. And then there's one that's listed, Library Yarns. I'm not sure whether that's yarns as in tall tales, or whether that is yarns as in crocheting or knitting. And that's a possibility, because there is a knitting group, I believe, that meets at the Griswold Public Library. So I just found it really interesting. So then closer to home, because I often hear what's going on in Atlantic, I went to the Cumberland website. And it says Cumberland has a population of 262. Not sure the year that this census was taken that gives this information, but right now it says 262. So what's on that website? Well, a lot of the same kinds of things, the events that are coming up, lots of photos there. Carolyn Hartman, who is the librarian, has lots of photos of things, of the kids that were in programs for the summer, and lots of other activities that go on, and she has pictures, really fun. And then I found on that site, and I'm sure it's on lots and lots of sites, and I just haven't noticed it before, is something called Learning Express Library. What a resource. There are over 1,000 online tutorials. Going, well, why would I want to tap into a tutorial? Well, it depends on, you know, what you're doing in life. There are courses on with computer skills. There are courses, tutorials related to different kinds of careers. Maybe somebody has to take a test to stay in compliance with their particular career, and they have practice of those tests. GED information, and again, it's practice. What kind of information do you need? How can you pass your GED test? And a workplace kind of skills. All kinds of adult learning tutorials, as well as student tutorials for kids in school. Fantastic. So all kinds of information available there. And no matter where you live, I think there's a library within not very many miles for most everybody. I think you'd be hard-pressed to live somewhere where you had to drive 50 miles to a library. Much, much fewer miles than that. And what does it cost you? Well, when you walk in the door, it doesn't cost you anything. Why is that? Well, in Iowa, the Iowa Code says each city within its corporate boundaries and each county within the unincorporated area of the county shall levy a tax of at least 6¾ cents per $1,000 of assessed value on the taxable property for the purpose of providing financial support to the public library, which provides library services within the respective jurisdictions. So you are, if you pay taxes at all, you are helping to support your local library. And you can see that usually on the tax report that you get during the year. So knowing that, that's the basis for how libraries are funded. Interesting, and I don't think this is true anywhere in Cass County, but maybe in neighboring counties. A library may receive funding from nearby cities that don't have their own libraries. And so maybe that does happen. I haven't checked on that. For instance, Wyota doesn't have a library, so they could give money to one of the other libraries in the county near them. And in those county funds, the public libraries are funded from the county's Rural Services Fund, which includes road clearing, weed eradication, and sanitary disposal. That's where the library money comes from. I find that kind of interesting. Now, there is some state funding, but there are a lot more kinds of things that you have to meet in order to get some of that funding. There is direct state aid, and based on a certain formula with a number of points, but that direct state aid has not been fully funded by the state of Iowa. So libraries receive a percentage of that amount they would receive with the formula. So maybe our libraries are getting state aid, direct state aid funds, and maybe not. I don't know. I didn't ask any of them. But there are a couple of other ways that the state does support libraries, and one of those is interlibrary loan reimbursement. So this provides Iowans equal access to library resources by encouraging and supporting resource sharing among different types of libraries. So if you can't find a book or a magazine or whatever it is that you'd like at your local library, they can check and see if it's available anywhere else. And those libraries then loan out that material. And often you do have to pay something, a small fee, to help pay for the postage. I've used that numerous times when there was a specific book I wanted. Now, I think some people are saying, well, why do we need the libraries? We have Kindles and we have, you know, all kinds of things we can get on our computers and through other technology. For most of us, that's not enough. Some of us just like to hold a book if we want to read a book. And not everything is immediately available on the computer. So library is really important. And I think because libraries are more and more offering programs, not just a reading program, but all kinds of programs to the communities, we know that there's stuff going on at the library and we better get there because it's an ongoing thing serving thousands and thousands of people and to us directly as we walk in the door, no fee. So check out your library. If you haven't been there for a while, you might be surprised at all of the kinds of resources in addition to books and magazines that are there. Until next time, here's a thought. The library lets you borrow the beauty and keep the knowledge.